AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app.
AM 570,
an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peterson.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney Peterson.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
And we continue on Fred Rogan, Rodney Peake on President's Day on AM 570 LA Sports. You know, I forgot everything's basically closed today because we're working.
Yes.
So to me,
we're closed because we're working.
Yeah. Everything.
What does that mean?
I got here this morning. Nobody's here. I can't get into the garage. Why? Why is everything shut down? Then I realized, no, it's President's Day. Nobody's working.
Or just another Monday.
Or just another
2020 Monday.
Yeah. Maybe that. Okay. So we know what happened to AD last night. He had to leave the game. His Achilles was sore. Let's bring on our insider from The Athletic, Bill Oram. Bill, good afternoon to you.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, well, you seem a little down about AD's injury.
Yeah, Bill.
I'm just sad that you know, it's the start of another week, another Monday. Mondays in general are tough, you know? I mean, the week is daunting, you know? The work week, it's a lot to get through, particularly in these unprecedented times.
I can see why you're overwhelmed. All right. What do we know? What's with AD's Achilles?
Well, I mean, we're still waiting on the results of the MRI. What we know, though, is that he was flying with the team from Denver to Minneapolis, which is probably your first good sign, right? If the Lakers thought, you know, that there was a significant injury there, if they were anticipating a partial tear of the Achilles, I think you would imagine that they would send him back to Los Angeles immediately. Not that he would play in Minnesota. I think it's almost certain that he's going to miss some time here. But the fact that he went ahead and went with the team to Minneapolis is at least a silver lining to me. But there's a lot of concern when you're talking about the Achilles tendon, and it's interesting to trace this back a couple of weeks where, you know, AD said that he had been dealing with some soreness that he played through. Finally, they shut him down due to the tendinosis. It's a little unclear if that's actually what he's been dealing with or if it's something around the Achilles. You know, as recently as Friday, he was saying, hey, it's not my actual Achilles. There's no reason to be concerned about the Achilles. It's actually the sheath around the Achilles that's just a little sore. But now, you saw the play last night. They're now calling it a strained Achilles tendon, and that's just not something you want to mess around with. So, you know, I'd start looking ahead to, you know, the All-Star break, which is 2.5 weeks away. You know, would it make sense to at least shut him down through that and give him the time and the rest to get that back to normal? You just do not want to end up in a position where he ends up doing damage that could keep him out, you know, for the rest of this season and beyond. And I think the hope would be that you've gotten kind of the warning that he needs to shut it down for a while to get some rest and get fully recovered, and then you get him back, you know, for the build-up to the playoffs and a postseason run.
Yeah. It almost, you know, not quite to the extent, but I remember when they said Kevin Durant was a calf injury, and I told people, I think I said it on this show immediately, that, no, this is Achilles. Something's going on with Achilles. And having been a guy that had both of my Achilles ruptured and repaired, I get the feeling. So do you think, Bill, that they, because we saw him have soreness, go play, and then re-aggravate it, do you really err on the side of caution to the point where he's got to have absolutely no soreness, no feelings of any kind in that Achilles before they let him go out and play?
I mean, I would think so. I mean, I think, you know, and Rodney, you're a great example of this, but where you just cannot be taking any chances with that. And, you know, I thought it was interesting that last week he talked about how he got to a point where he was pain-free after playing pickup on Thursday, so he felt good enough to go out on Friday and play against the Grizzlies. You saw him play well. He had 35 points. He felt good on Saturday. And then he said yesterday was actually the first day that he hadn't felt it at all. So I am going to be interested to see how that standard changes of what pain-free means or what they're looking for from a threshold to get him back on the floor. He said on Friday that the only way to kind of get through, to really overcome what he was dealing with at that point, the tendinosis, was rest. and that he wasn't interested in resting. Well, I think that after yesterday, he has probably seen, you know, sort of the writing on the wall of why rest is important and what it can do. Because if you kind of ignore, you know, your body and you say, I'm going to push through this injury because the doctors don't think anything bad can happen. Well, you know, I think that yesterday was an indication that, you know, things can happen when you're dealing with that part of the body. So, you know, I think he's going to miss a significant amount of time. Not so significant that I think it's going to, you know, change whether or not the Lakers win a championship this year. But I think that, you know, they're going to be extra cautious with him to make sure that he is at 100% whenever you bring him back for all the reasons you outlined. It's just not something that you want to mess around with.
No, the only thing that would affect him winning a championship this year is if he doesn't play. I mean, if he's done. If he goes out, tries to play too fast or too soon, and really hurts himself, then they're done. I mean, do we agree with that? If, you know, worst case, he can't play anymore this year, they're finished.
I would agree with that. And I think, you know, even if, let's say that he was, and this is, you know, we're just completely spitballing now, but even if he missed the rest of the regular season and came back for the first round, yes, there would be some cobwebs and there would be some rust to shake off, obviously. But you would have confidence in the talent the Lakers have with LeBron, AD, and then the roster they've built out. So, you know, as long as you're getting him back on the floor at some point this season, I don't think that that really changes how we look at this Lakers team. I mean, it could ultimately affect seeding a little bit, but, you know, I'd go back to what we talked about on this show, you know, as early as December when we were laying out some of the factors of this season and playing in a season with the pandemic. Seeding, to me, when you're not going to have fans in arenas, at least certainly not full arenas full of fans, I don't think that if you're the Lakers, you care that much about being the 4 seed, the 2 seed, the 1 seed. It's not as important as it was last year, or at least you thought it was going to be last year, because you know you're not going to have to worry about going into a situation where you're playing at hostile, you know, road arenas and things like that. I think it's you know, those neutral site feeling games, you know, are going to give some kind of advantage to some of these middle seeds. So I think the Lakers would feel good about their chances to get through the West as a 3 seed, as a 4 seed, just as much as if they were the 1 seed.
Hey, Bill, you know, when you look back at the Lakers' last 8 games, I think 7-1 was, you know, had their 7-game streak snapped. And I mentioned this, I think, last week or the week before, saying, oh, yeah, you know, the Lakers are rolling through this, and you correctly corrected me by saying they weren't really rolling through it because they, you know, had struggles with certain teams and went into overtime multiple times. They lost to Denver last night. As you look at now without an AD going forward for we don't know how long, are there any kind of concerns with the way the team is playing?
Well, I mean, you'd certainly point to the way they've shot the ball. I mean, their 3-point shooting has been really poor, and, you know, so much of what, you know, they're able to get from, you know, their 3-point shooters as a result of defenses collapsing on Anthony Davis. And so without, you know, him, you know, drawing defenders in this, and obviously, you know, LeBron still does this also, but it's the idea of having LeBron and AD both drawing multiple defenders that create so many open looks on the perimeter. So, you know, the Lakers are still in this shooting slump, and now they're going to lose kind of one of the keys to how they generate their 3-point offense, presumably for a period of time here. You know, I would worry about that. I mean, I think it's just interesting that, you know, we give this team such a pass as, you know, we know they will be there in the end, almost, you know, no matter what happens right now. You can shrug off the 3 straight overtime games or, you know, probably the least inspiring 7-game winning streak, you know, I've ever seen. And even an injury like this, you know, as long as they're good for the playoffs. And I think that this team has earned that. But at the same time, you know, they weren't playing particularly well before AD went down. Now you've got an undetermined amount of time where he may not be in the lineup. You know, when was the last time we saw the Lakers at full strength play up to their potential? Maybe in Milwaukee in January, like I think January 20th. So, you know, that's going to be a long time where we haven't seen this team, you know, really firing on all cylinders with all their players in the lineup. I don't know what problems that necessarily, you know, signifies, but it is, it could end up being, you know, a couple, 2 or 3 months even, let's say, where we haven't seen the Lakers at full strength and kind of as they were expected to be assembled. So it's something to watch, but I still think, you know, listen, this is a team with LeBron James and a really good supporting cast. They're going to keep winning games in the regular season. You know, they'll keep his feet warm for Anthony Davis, and then whenever he's able to get back on the floor, he will integrate obviously very smoothly, and I think they'll hit the ground running once again.
All right, look into your crystal ball. Depending on how long AD is out, who now steps up? Who now establishes themselves really as that number two or number three option? Who is that person?
Sorry to cut you off, Fred. The obvious answer here, and the easy answer probably, is Kyle Kuzma, who started the second half last night, who Frank Vogel has talked about as kind of the next man up if either LeBron or Anthony Davis ends up missing time this season. I would expect him to start. I would expect him to, become more of an offensive focal point than he has been. And we talked just last week about how great he's been at, all the other aspects of the game. But I think, obviously you're going to see him being a little more offensive-minded if AD's not in there. But who I would be watching is Dennis Schroeder. I think Dennis Schroeder, has really, he's been up and down this season. But I do think when you take Anthony Davis out of the lineup, there's going to be a need for that second scorer. And Schroeder has shown the ability to kind of be that guy. So he might be the guy I would look to really, really pick up some of the slack that you lose in terms of production with AD out.
Bill Arm is with us, Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete on AM 570 LA Sports. Okay, so the road trip continues. We're going to get word on AD today, right?
That's the expectation. He's supposed to have his MRI today in Minneapolis. These things, there's really never any predicting how a team is going to, announce the injury update. And, we don't know I'm not sure if he's even had the MRI yet. It's something they wanted to get determined as early as possible. So I would bet he's actually already had it done.
And really now, every game matters, but until we really find out what happens with him, win or lose, the important thing is find out what's with AD, figure out a course of action, and just move forward, right? Does this cast kind of a dark cloud on the road trip?
The Lakers lost last night to Denver, and if you sat around and were trying to dissect that game based on, how they defended Jokic or how, they shot the three ball and things like that, you're kind of lost in the trees and missing the forest. There's a much bigger thing going on here. And if Anthony Davis is not healthy and is not able to, let's say, play the rest of this season, if it's something that severe, and I would just caution that there really haven't been any indications that it's anything that severe yet. So I don't want to alarm anyone, but if it were something like that, it doesn't matter if they're losing to Denver, losing to Minnesota. This is suddenly not a championship team if it doesn't have Anthony Davis on it. But I think that, hopefully you get good news on AD today, and then you can return to the business of winning basketball games until he comes back. And, the fact that they play Minnesota tomorrow is certainly secondary, but you get good news and you can turn your attention back to the games.
Okay. Bill, thank you for coming on. Thanks for the information as always.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
Okay. There goes our Laker insider from The Athletic, Bill Orme. Rodney, given what Bill Orme had to say, and we kind of kicked it around in the first hour, but we'll open the phone lines now. Let some of the fans weigh in. You shut him down. That's what we say. Maybe he's fine. I'd still shut him down for a while. Are you good with them saying, shut him down, give him time, even if it means he comes back a week before the playoffs start? Even worst case scenario, would you be good with that?
Yeah. I don't think that, coming back a week before the playoffs, I think you would love to come back if he's healthy enough to come back and play a few games before the playoffs start. That'd be great. But I would not have a problem. I would be certain, once everything looks okay and it feels okay for him for a while, and he says, oh, this, I got no pain day after day after day, no soreness day after day after day, then you give it another 2 weeks, and then you play him. That's how cautious I would be with him.
All right, Laker fans, what would you do? Do the games really matter at this point if AD is not well? Shut him down as long as it takes and not worry about what happens in the process, assuming you're good enough to make the playoffs? Or would you say, hey, if he's ready to go, you got to let him play? Laker fans, let's hear from you. 866-987-2570. Laker fans always vocal. Every game matters. Do they? Are they really important, given what the ultimate prize is? Would you shut him down? That's next.
Let us give you money. Your chance to win $1,000 is right now. Text the nationwide keyword GRAND to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. Once again, that's GRAND to 200-200. Good luck.
AM 570 LA Sports.
If you missed any of Rogan and Rodney, you can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570 LA Sports.
If you really let me like a thot, if you really let me do what I say, when you get that dope, let me dead in my eye. Go. Play it, I'ma set it on fire. My little bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes. She's still gonna
baby
laugh.
Fred, Rodney Pete, Fred Rogan on a Monday, President's Day. Day off. Hopefully you have the day off and you're just hanging, listening to us. But if not, and you're working, we still hope you're listening to us.
That's right. And remember, you can take us anywhere you go with the iHeartRadio app. Just download the app. You can listen anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. Download the iHeartRadio app. Lewis in Oregon, listen.
We
talked to him during the noon hour. So, yeah, take us with you. We love it and we appreciate it. Okay, Laker fans, so here's the deal. Anthony Davis has the Achilles. An MRI is going to be conducted. Bill Oram told us that he did fly with a team to Minneapolis. So if it was really severe, according to Bill, they'd have sent him right back to L.A. But he's on the plane. He's going. He's in Minneapolis. What do you think? Would you shut him down as a precaution? Even if they said, you know, it's just a little sore, we'll give it some time, it'll be fine. Would you just shut him down for a period of time to make sure he's ready for the playoffs? Let's go. Sherwin in Brentwood, you're on AM 570 LA Sports. Appreciate you holding.
Well, you're very welcome. The guy that has the most authority, the most gravitas in this whole subject is Rodney Pete. He's had it. My son had an Achilles. I was a runner for 1,000 years, and I never had an Achilles, so I can't qualify. If this were my call strictly, I would lean on Rodney and what he says. And if it was a month that it required to shut the man down, that's what I would do.
Yeah, thanks for your call. Absolutely, man. I appreciate it. Certainly, you know, it's one of those things, and we talked about it, Ben. He talked about it. You don't know. Sometimes you don't know. And if you start to feel good, it that doesn't mean it's 100% healed and you're not going to re-injure it. So you got to take your time with it, more so than any other injury.
All right, let's go. Let's go, Manuel and Gardena. Manny, you're on AM 570 LA Sports. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, happy Black History Month, fellas. One thing real right on, quick, man. Fred. Well, at 2 p.m., please don't do a Friday again edition of Freddie messing up the VTB haiku.
Thank
please
you.
Stand
thank
down.
You, Manny.
All right? Manny, wait
thank
a
you, Manny.
Manny.
Because he has to be reminded, Manny. He absolutely does.
It was really fresh in my mind, Freddie. You were like a kindergartner again.
Manny.
Interrupting. Just take a deep breath, Fred.
No, I understand. But the problem was on Friday, we only did a two-hour show. And when we called for Vic and the haiku, the delay seemed even longer, the marination period. And my only concern was Vic aware of the fact that we were only on for 2 hours? Now, I had not interrupted him at all, Manny, and you know that. I had not.
Time is continuum, a time and space continuum, Freddie. Let it breathe.
Okay.
So as far as AD, I'm with you, Freddie. I shut him down until the eve of the playoffs and bring him back because we all know what happened with Kobe Bean Bryant, and I don't want to see that play out once again. All right, great show, fellas. Love you guys. Love you, VTB.
Thanks, Manny.
Thanks, Manny.
Yeah, you know, there is absolutely no rush here. There's just no rush. We know how good they are, and if you're a Laker fan, you have to know that as well. There's no reason to roll the, at least in my mind, there's no reason to roll the dice here. You know, everybody wants to beat Minnesota. That's great. But without him, other guys are going to have to step up anyway. Other guys are going to have to step up their game. And long-term, Rodney, that may actually be more beneficial.
Well, we heard it from Bill Oram, who's going to be that second scorer. And he thought that it was going to be Dennis Schroeder. And it very well could be. And we also, see Kyle Kuzma step into that role. And I think he's kind of been waiting in the wings, and I'm kind of liking his attitude right now, the way he's playing too, but he could be that guy. So we'll see. It may be a good thing for the Lakers to have that guy step up while AD's out.
Yeah, and Laker fans, you can weigh in on that. Who should that guy be? Kyle Kuzma is the guy that Frank Vogel called out. Dennis Schroeder, Bill Oram said, that's the guy that probably could take a step forward. All right, Laker fans, as you watch the games, now, who do you think that guy is? Who would step up? Who would earn more minutes? Who would have more of an impact if AD can't go? Let's go Jeff in Temple City. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm good, guys. I would, you know, I say this before the season started. It was a short off season for the Lakers. So I said you should rest LeBron and AD as much as you can till the playoffs start. Like they're going right now to Minneapolis. There is no reason to start LeBron or AD, even though he's going to be out for a while, and let him rest because they're the worst team in the league. There are going to be no fans there, so nobody can say, we didn't see LeBron, you know, and let them rest because you're going to have to
wait. How are the fans going to say it? How are they going to say that about LeBron?
Oh, we didn't see LeBron, you know. You know, Rodney.
Hey, you sound like Fred.
Rodney. Hey, Rodney. By the way, Rodney, fight on.
Fight on. I mean,
there's no reason to really, you know, you got to rest these guys, man. I mean, you know, what happens if LeBron gets hurt? Then we're screwed. Come on. And you got, like you said just before, Fred, you got Kyle Kuzma. You got players who can step and be, you know, and have a game and beat Minneapolis. So rest the guys, you know, let them rest, let them, you know, pace them, and we'll be okay at the end.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Jeff. Let's go Steve in L.A. Okay, Steve, who do you think should step up? Hey, Steve, turn down your radio. Steve, turn down your radio. Make sure your radio's turned down. You can hear the show on the phone. If your radio's turned on, then you're going to get that feedback. Let's go Miko and Compton. Hey, Miko.
Hey, what's going on with it, Fred and Rodney Pete, the Dean and Sweet 16? Man, Valentine's Day was good.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan, what kind of spell did you put on Rochelle? How did you get some that gorgeous, a girl that gorgeous, man? What kind of spell did you put on her, Rogan? You came here with that Detroit Dean, Detroit smooth talking.
Well,
got Rochelle. I thought when I saw her, she'd be blowing in the window, writing, "Help me." She was smiling. You had a smile on her face and everything.
Right,
hey, Rodney King, we already know Holly. Hey, we already know Holly. Hey, yeah, Rodney. Hey, but Dean, keeping up with you, though.
I'll kick the cover.
Yeah.
But. You know, Eric Dickerson. Eric Dickerson. See, Miko, you're going against what Eric Dickerson said because Eric Dickerson said Fred didn't have any game, and you have to have game to get a wife like Fred had.
I don't know if they taught him some kind of ancient Chinese secret when he was curling, and he came back with that. He put it on Rochelle Turner. They taught that's why he liked to curl. That's why he always going to them curling. They taught him some ancient secret. Man, but Eric, he got some game to get. Hey, that Rochelle Rogan boy. Hey, Dean. Hey, I take. Hey, you all right, Dean? You all right, right there? They need to rest AD.
Yeah, okay.
They need to rest AD, Dean. They need to rest him. If you look across the hallway, Kyrie and Paul George, they finna take some rest. They need to rest AD. And Dean, I know you hate it when I go off, but he needs to wear reinforced Kobe Mamba shoes. He wear the type of Mambas. AD wear Mambas that you supposed to wear when you out on the town kicking it. He needs to wear basketball Mambas. That's why he always slipping and falling. No. He wears some kids. His Mambas are too cute.
Miko, he's wearing basketball shoes.
Wearing some Mambas basketball when you're going out to the club. Players.
Yeah, he wearing the club edition.
No, he's not wearing the club edition, Miko. He's wearing basketball shoes.
You must have some club shoes on like that, Dean. When you pulled your number, man, I saw you yesterday.
All right.
You were called Dean Detroit.
All right. All right, Miko. Goodbye.
Detroit Dean.
All right. Steve dropped off earlier. He's back. All right, Steve. Who do you think should step in now with AD?
It's easy, Fred. Kyle Kuzma, based on after he dunked on Michael Porter Jr. last night, he's a 20-10 guy happening with 35 minutes. Caruso's got to step up a little bit more. AD's a walking injury-prone guy when he's that big and gangly. We knew that. So you take precaution, and you go from there.
Okay. That makes sense, yeah. I mean, I think the conventional wisdom would be it's going to be Kyle Kuzma. That's the conventional wisdom. But this is an opportunity for somebody other than Kyle Kuzma, to earn more minutes and to have more of an impact. Let's say Alex in L.A. Alex, who do you like?
What's going on, Fred?
Hey.
Why are we not talking about Montrezl Harrell, my man?
Talk about
it. We got a great big underneath there. We can definitely afford to give AD some rest. We don't really have much to prove during the regular season, honestly. And one of the biggest pickups, in my opinion, over the offseason was Montrezl. Dude has talent. Dude can play in the pick and roll. He can post up. I feel like he should be a lot more involved in the action. And I think that he would be a great fill-in for AD.
That's a good point. I think he will. I think they brought him in for that, too. You know, obviously he gets overmatched sometimes in the post defensively, as we saw a little bit last year. But offensively, he can go toe-to-toe with anybody and give you those points that you need or are going to miss from AD. I think Trez he is a guy that they need to rely on to score more, because they're going to need him in the playoffs, Fred, as they move forward and that rotation comes in, and he's got to be a guy that can score. So this may be his opportunity to get more minutes.
Alex, appreciate the call. Here's the only concern with Trez. He's not a rim protector.
I just said that, Fred. Defensively, I know, but he can score.
I know, but to pick up for AD, you've got to have somebody in at that position, at that size, that can also play some good defense. I think that would be the only concern.
That's a rarity that you get an AD that can be that dominating on offense and on defense.
Okay.
Yeah, pick your poison, Fred.
I think in this scenario, honestly, I'd pick my poison as defense, because they are having a problem with rim protection. Let's go Harold in North Hollywood. Harold, go ahead.
You know, Fred. Hi, Rodney.
Look, hey.
He's a big man. He's a big man. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. You know, when I call in, I take the other side of the critical side. Sooner or later, he's going to tear that thing. You can rest it as long as you want. Rodney knows about it because he had the same injury. There's no rehabbing an Achilles tendon. And he's a big man. And sooner or later, I'm telling you, the Lakers will be in trouble. If he can't play, there's nobody to take his place. Not at all. And hopefully he'll be able to come back. But even rest. He can rest until the playoffs. But there's no guarantee he won't rupture that thing when he starts playing again.
Good point, Harold. Thanks for the call. And, you know, as you alluded to, Rodney, and people have pointed out, there's no reason to rush this. I know everybody gets excited about every game. Look, if you're a team that is battling to make the playoffs, you got to win every game. If you're a team in the middle of the pack, maybe playoff seeding matters to you. Maybe. Because you don't want to face somebody too soon. But if you're the defending champs, there is absolutely no reason to rush or panic. Slow and steady will win the race. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Fred.
Hey.
Hey, Fred. How you doing?
Good, Joe.
Joe, what are you doing, Joe?
I think they should be reasonable and, you know, take special precaution with AD and go with Kyle Kuzma. Fred, I have a question.
Yes, Joe. What is your question?
Well, Nico was talking about your wife. I'm looking at a photo. Is she a brunette woman with glasses on the left or a hot blonde on the right?
I don't know what picture you're looking at.
It said Fred Rogan with his wife and a friend. And I'm like, which one is the wife?
I would suggest, although I have no idea what you're looking at or where you found it, it would be the blonde woman.
He said hot blonde.
Really?
Oh, you sound surprised.
Yes.
What, Joe?
Way to go, Fred.
Jesus, Joe. All right.
Wow. Hey, Fred, when you asked her out, was it in the red or in the green? Well, it turned out green, but, you know.
Joe, all right, goodbye, Joe.
Fred, people are surprised, Fred. Maybe the Eric Dickerson, what he said is true. They're surprised because Fred is not known for his game. How does he do it?
Let's just say I did it.
Ancient Chinese secret.
curling. Modded out of curling. All right. Go ahead, Isabel. What do you think?
Okay. Well, hey, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Fred on this, but I do agree that they do need to rest him. They did. Just put him on the injured list until he's ready. And then I like to see Schroeder step up a little bit more. Even Kuzma. Be honest, I like to see the rest of the whole team step up, really, if you like to know that.
Thanks, Isabel. Appreciate the call. Okay.
Everybody, yeah.
Everybody seems to be in agreement here, Rodney. There's no rush. There's no panic. Just take your time. And it will be interesting, you know, to wrap this up. It'll be interesting to see who is able to step up, who is able to, you know, make that difference if, in fact, he can't go. Kyle Kuzma can go to the next level, and he performs better as a starter, that we do know.
Right.
A guy like Schroeder. I would be curious, because I think this will increase Talen Horton-Tucker's minutes. I would be curious to see if he can now move to the next level or start going in that direction. Because physically, he has all the tools.
Well, I think we believe he can, right? It's just a matter of the minutes. And now we may see him get more minutes. Well, it'd be interesting to see the rotation because, you know, it's a great point you make. When you lose AD, you lose the rim protection. So you can't just, you know, you can't rely, oh, yes, Taylor Horton Tucker can take up that. Well, who's going to take up the rim protection? And that's a luxury that the Lakers had with Anthony Davis.
We are sure there are no guarantees. That we do know. Anything can happen at any time. But given what the Dodgers did in the last week, do you believe they're going to win the West and win the title again? Let's get into that a little bit.
Bringing you LA's best sports talk weekdays, noon to 3.
Rogan and Rodney.
Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a chick who knew when I touch, I said my face bomb abs.
Yeah, like yeah, Shaq, yeah, jury, yeah.
Flashlight. I've been listening since last night.
I know Fred put this on.
Make you wanna act
Rodney
like
P. Boys, Fred Rogan.
No kitty. I know that.
Coming at you on a Monday, President's Day. This is on the Fred's top Fred's playlist right here.
All right, Rodney. So Justin Turner signs. Austin Barnes is signed. Right now, and nothing is guaranteed. But do you think the expectation for the people in this city is not just the Dodgers win the West? I mean, the expectation. Before they had won the World Series, it was the hope they would win it. Now they have won it. They've got the band back together. They've added Trevor Bauer. Do you think there's an expectation now that they win it?
Put it this way, Fred. I got a trip to Vegas in a couple weeks, and I'm taking everything I got and putting it on the Dodgers to win the whole thing.
I think it's a good bet.
Yes, it is a good bet. So, the expectations are extremely high. Of course they are. They've always been high, number one. You know, think about it. Dodgers, you know, the disappointment of losing in two World Series and divisional round, and then you get Mookie Betts. And people were, okay, that's that. That's the one piece we needed. And sure enough, it was that Dodgers went and won it. And now they have Mookie Betts long term, just signed Justin Turner, got Trevor Bauer, the reigning Cy Young winner, award winner with the staff that we already have. Are you kidding? Let's go to Vegas.
Yeah, I can't really pick any holes in the roster, in the lineup.
We said that last year.
Yeah, well, last year, if you remember correctly, once they hit spring training and we started to see the games, and you before things were canceled and then we came back, but once you saw them,
yeah,
man after man after man walk to the plate, you went, oh, my God. I mean, it didn't register in your head until you actually saw it.
Right, right.
And you thought, oh, my God. Who is the out in the lineup? Who's the easy guy? All right, at least if we get to position seven, as the opposing pitcher, will be okay. There is no easy out.
Right.
I get the loss of Jock and Kike. They've got guys right now that can step in. You know, Matt Beatty was a forgotten guy for whatever reason. But the year before he came up with some big hits, he's not a forgotten guy.
Don't forget A.J. Pollock before he came, you know, and got injured here, who he was in Arizona, the damage he used to do. So, they got guys that can certainly play. You mentioned Beatty, and then we all have seen Rios and what he can do if he gets an opportunity to play. So they got guys. They got guys.
Well, pitchers and catchers get to it the 17th. And everybody gets to Arizona, including David Vasse, next Monday. Kevin, were you working on something that you mentioned to me?
Oh, you mean Pac-Man Jones?
You know, what about Pac-Man Jones?
What?
I brought up a story about, I know it's very random, Rodney, but I saw a story about Pac-Man Jones earlier today, and I was discussing with Fred during the break about whether or not we should bring it up. And Fred's like, we'll see. But I guess now Fred wants me to bring it up. So apparently Pac-Man Jones, unsurprisingly, beat up a bouncer at a club. They were somewhere. He was out at a bar with his brother, and apparently his brother got into an altercation somehow with the bouncer. And Pac-Man Jones, you know, never wanted to be shy or quiet and always willing to go, runs back and apparently knocks out the bouncer and ended up getting arrested.
What do you do if you're a bouncer? Okay. What do you do if you're a bouncer and here comes Pac-Man Jones? What do you do?
What do you mean?
It's going to end badly for you. The bouncer is not.
Not necessarily. I mean, Pac-Man is not the biggest guy.
He's not. And if you're a bouncer, most of those
guys
are.
You're thinking, I got him. Yeah. But if you're a bouncer, you're like, this little cat's coming at me. I got him. You're not thinking he's going to get knocked out. And what kind of establishment has a bouncer to get knocked out like that?
that's what I was going to say, Rodney. It's like, that's a bad look for you as a bouncer. You're supposed to keep all the riffraff out.
Yeah.
The guy comes in and knocks you out.
Yeah, but Pac-Man's got a can of crazy.
Oh, he does.
You know, we know that. You know, so all normal rules are out when he comes running at you.
The funny part is he says he has no regrets and he did what he needed to do. Pac-Man.
Well, and you know, every situation is, let's be fair, is sometimes it's an isolated situation. And it could be he's out with his brother and they're trying to have a good time and somebody's egging them on. Or his brother, who's not Pac-Man, unfortunately, does the wrong thing or says the wrong thing and the bouncers jump him, you know, which you've seen. Yeah. I've seen that happen several times where, you know, they'll be overly aggressive with you at some point. You think your brother, if it's a family member, you're thinking he's in trouble. They're roughing him up. He's in help. I don't want to go, but I got to go.
Yeah. Pac-Man said, so he said he was requesting songs from the DJ and he turned around and just saw his brother in a fight with the bouncer.
Boom.
He said the bouncer and other people were throwing chairs and punches behind him. So who instigated it, I have no idea. But let Pac-Man tell it. His back was turned. He was requesting songs. He turns around and his brother's getting attacked.
So what do you do in that situation?
You go help your brother.
Yeah, that's what he – yeah. Well, we didn't know that at the beginning, that he had his back turned. And
that's Pac-Man's account of it.
Exactly. That's what he says.
But even, you know, even still, if you do turn around and your brother or family members in an altercation, and not in a scream match, you can go try to break up, but he's actually in a fight, you have no choice. You ask questions later, right?
Yeah. But then there might be a part of you, and I don't know what Pac-Man's brother's history is, but we all got that friend.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So he's turning around man, this again?
I'm not going to say his name because he might be listening, but yeah, I had that cat in college.
It's like, again, didn't we do this last week and last month and 3 months ago?
Yes.
Every time I'm hanging out with you, something has to pop off?
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
What was your friend like?
Oh, Robin? Here we go again.
Yep.
That's what it was. Oh, here we go again. Man, and it would be literally, it would be and it was a group of us, and not always the same people, but when he was involved, it was always something, but it would be every one of us, without even talking to each other, would all have at least a 30-minute conversation before we went out. All right, now listen, when we get out here, this is, if anything starts, just, we can't have any trouble. We can't just take it, calm down, tell one of, whatever, just, we can't have. Every one of us would have that conversation. And 90% of the time, it would end and something went wrong.
And after it happened, you would say what to the guy? Or what would the guy say each time? something went wrong. It was because he...
It wasn't my fault. Yeah, it wasn't my fault. I didn't... I was trying to be cool. I didn't know... I didn't know she was... She was with that guy. I mean, when I was kissing her, I didn't know she had a boyfriend at the bar at the same time. A lot of times it was those type of situations where the jealous friend or boyfriend got in the way. But yeah, no, some of the buddies would not only would, you know, walk out of there after having the altercation at the place, but then go on and have an altercation with our buddy because he would get us into that situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever get tagged in that?
Oh yeah. 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 Got tagged a couple times. It's just, you know, you sometimes you can, and that's why I said that about that. Sometimes you can't just be peacemaker. Now, most of the time you know, we were trying to, and it escalated, but sometimes when it's already going, and I when you were saying that, Kevin, I just having a flashback in my brain, because that's how things happen. You mm-hmm. turn around, everything's great and nice, and you're having a good time, and you turn your back in 2 seconds, somebody's in a melee in the middle of the bar.
Okay, we just got an update on Anthony Davis.
Yes, we did, Fred. This is according to Adrian Wojnarowski. He says Anthony Davis is going to be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks after suffering a calf strain. He had his MRI earlier today, revealed a re-aggravation near his Achilles. They said the Lakers and Davis will be conservative on a return to play, which could be sometime after the All-Star break, running March 5th to 10th.
Okay, so now we have a timeline on how long it's initially going to be.
I will caution you as well. We brought this up earlier in the show. Remember, when Kevin Durant initially got injured, what did he have?
The calf.
A calf strain.
Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. The dreaded calf strain.
So that's it. And you know what happened when they tried to rush Kevin Durant back? The Achilles one. Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so yep. I really don't know if this is
and the problem with that, well, I think the controversy is to clear that up, because the Warriors took a lot of heat, and so and you know, should have, but it was also Kevin Durant being adamant about playing and coming back, and he was all right to go play. You remember that?
Yeah.
Because he played a whole half and was killing it. He was going off in the first half. So that is the problem with this, and we talked about this with LeBron. You got to protect them from themselves, because he's going to probably feel all right, feel like he can go play, but do you rush it back? And I don't understand why. We already knew he had an Achilles issue. Why is it coming out that it's a calf strain now? I mean, it could be a calf strain too, but why eliminate and not say it's Achilles and a calf?
Well, because initially it was a calf. Initially it had been reported that he had a calf. Then it was the Achilles. So, boy, like I said, I don't know if it's good news or bad news. I guess the good news is he didn't tear his Achilles. The bad news is the calf could be the reason for the Achilles. And given that we know what happens, a la Kevin Durant, the only thing to do now is not mess around. He's done. Sit him. You said middle of March, Kevin, right?
Well, that's when the All-Star break is scheduled, 5th through the 10th. So they say they'll reevaluate what their situation is. This is according to Adrian Wojnarowski at that point in time.
All right, so Laker fans, you should now be accustomed to not seeing AD play.
Yeah, it looks as if he's not going to come back until at least right after the All-Star break, is what I gathered from that.
And if then?
If even then, yes.
All right, let's get you caught up on what else has been going on today. We'll get you caught up to the very minute with It's Lit, and that's next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.